With writers and actors strikes finally in the rearview mirror, Hollywood has a clear road ahead as it revs up for the holidays. Auto races, comedies, musicals. Here's Bob Mondello's holiday movie preview.
Start with royalty.
I finally got a job. I'm the king of Atlantis.
Aquaman 2 gives us Jason Momoa, all shiny and scaly, and gives him an opponent.
I'm gonna kill Aquaman and destroy everything he holds dear.
That'd be Black Manta.
I'm gonna murder his family and burn his kingdom.
Wait, what?
To ash.
Aren't they underwater? Well, never mind. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom will no doubt make sense of this, while in drier realms, Queen Bee reigns in Renaissance, a concert film by Beyoncé. Beyoncé promises a look behind her elaborate stage sets.
When I am performing, I am nothing but free. The goal for this tour was to create a place where everyone is free.
And while we're talking royalty, probably ought to mention Ferrari, in which the Formula One racing king is played, appropriately enough, by Adam Driver.
If you get into one of my cars, you get into one.
Also in it to win, characters in a couple of other sports-related true stories. George Clooney directs Boys in the Boat, a chronicle of how working-class college kids turned into a world-class crew team during the Great Depression.
Looks like you still owe a balance on this semester.
When they were mostly just looking for a meal.
So what's that about making some money?
Yeah, the rowing team. Your honor, you get a part-time job included, cheap place to live.
Eight-man crew is the most difficult team sport in the world.
Months of practice later, they would end up...
I don't believe what I'm seeing!
...in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. A more cautionary sports tale, The Iron Claw, concerns a 1980s wrestling family, the Von Erichs, who were pushed hard by their father.
Terry, I want you to join your brothers in the ring.
Yes, sir. I love that.
Maybe too hard.
Now, we all know Kerry's my favorite, then Kev, then David, then Mike. But the rankings can always change.
Eager to please him, five of his six sons would die before he did. So many tragedies that people talked of a Von Erich family curse. Not the holiday mood you were looking for? Well, rest assured, on other screens, there will be uplift.
What's happening? Ooh, what's the chocolate that makes it fly?
Let's find out, shall we?
Who's for a hover job?
Timothy Chalamet.
Nothing to see here. Just a small group of people defying the laws of gravity.
In a prequel to Roald Dahl's children's classic.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Gallery Gourmet, my name is Willy Wonka.
This new take on the world's most famous chocolatier comes from the creators of Paddington. Other films for family audiences include Studio Ghibli's The Boy and the Heron, the latest hand-drawn fantasy from the great Japanese animator Miyazaki Hayao.
A gray heron once told me that all gray herons are liars. So is that the truth or a lie?
A lie. Truth.
And if anime herons aren't your thing, how about vacationing computer-animated ducks in Migration?
This isn't about migration. It's about adventure.
An adventure that does not go as planned.
What is that? Duck à l'orange.
What's duck à l'orange?
It's you. With l'orange on top.
While we're talking food, I should mention The Taste of Things, a French feast for the senses, starring Juliette Binoche as a woman in love with her kitchen partner, but perhaps even more in love with the food they prepare. Other romances include the literally haunting All of Us Strangers, which brings together two troubled men in a nearly empty high-rise.
This is a new feeling.
You and me into the world. Together.
While they get together, the comedy Anyone But You does its best to separate warring exes at a destination wedding until another ex shows up.
Maybe we should just tell everyone we're together.
What?
It would solve that problem for me, and you clearly want Margaret.
Right!
She sees her with me. She wants what she can have.
Let's do it.
What could possibly go wrong? Less romantic comedies include a literary satire, American Fiction, about a black author who can't seem to get traction with publishers.
They want a black book.
They have a black book. I'm black, and it's my book.
You know what I mean.
He does, so as a joke, just for his agent.
I'd be standing outside in the night.
You said you wanted black stuff. That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
But the agent sends it out.
We sold your book.
No.
We believe Mr. Lee has written a bestseller.
It's a joke.
And the lies start piling up.
Now, is Stagg a pseudonym?
Yeah.
Mr. Lee can't use his real name.
Can I ask what you were in for?
Was it murder? You said that, not me.
American Fiction is garnering Oscar talk and prompted enough laughs to win the Toronto Film Festival's People's Choice Award. And no less literary is a film that pits Chronicles of Narnia author C.S. Lewis against the father of psychiatry, played by Anthony Hopkins.
Dr. Freud.
Sit, please.
Not there. That's the transformation couch. You be careful.
It's called Freud's Last Session.
Why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
You've insisted all your life that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Yes.
Clash between God and Satan.
Ah, but I did not say whose side I was on.
The question of sides doesn't come up in awards contenders dealing with the Holocaust. Zone of Interest offers a harrowingly ordinary portrait of a Nazi officer's family life just outside Auschwitz. Steve McQueen's documentary Occupied City looks at World War II Amsterdam.
In 1941, they started rounding people up. In 1942, the deportations began.
And Wim Wenders' Anselm uses 3D to plunge us into the work of German artist Anselm Kiefer, who spent decades grappling with Germany's past.
Without the help of architects or engineers, Kiefer and his assistants have turned this 200-acre site into one of the most jaw-dropping works of art in the world.
Other documentaries range from the self-explanatory Radioactive, The Women of Three Mile Island, to Pianoforte, which takes us to Warsaw.
Nobody likes competitions.
For a behind-the-scenes look.
And everybody does it.
At the 18th International Chopin Competition.
I mean, how can you compete in music?
And then, in what you'd have to call an appropriate last-minute flourish for the year of Barbie, there are quite a few films centering on women. One is a fierce comedy called Poor Things, which is almost indescribable, though if you called it a comic mashup of Frankenstein...
She's an experiment.
Good evening.
Her brain and her body are not quite synchronized.
And a feminist Cinderella, you wouldn't be wrong.
A woman plotting her course to freedom.
How delightful.
Poor Things is from Greek director Yorgos Lanthimos, creator of The Lobster and The Favorite. And like those films, it overflows with weirdness. Then there are three woman-centered thrillers. Eileen, in which the title character becomes obsessed with a sultry prison psychiatrist, played by Anne Hathaway.
People are so ashamed of their desires.
Shida, in which an Iranian mother seeks protection from her abusive husband.
The judge has issued Hossein temporary access.
It means
Hossein can see Mona alone, unsupervised.
And The End We Start From, in which new mom Jodie Comer.
Where am I?
There I am.
Has to face down an environmental catastrophe when her water breaks at about the moment the world's ecosystem breaks.
Where am I?
Women's stories are also the subjects of two musicals, Waitress.
I got 14 pies to make that ain't gonna bake themselves.
A filmed version of the Broadway stage production that is still touring. And a freshly reimagined The Color Purple.
This time I'd be free from you and then turn to creation.
I'd die before I let that happen.
Good. That's just the going away present I've been needing.
The story of Nettie, Celie, and Suge started out as a beloved book, morphed into a movie, a Broadway smash, and now comes back to film as a movie musical just in time to color the holidays purple.
Sweet and loving God.
I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR News.